Grazie, buonanotte. Grazie a tutti.
Pope Benedict flies away. And the bells are ringing in St. Peter's Square. He can't be blamed anymore. Some would say he's infallible no more, as he vows obedience to whoever the next pope is, and he retreats forevermore, flying off in the helicopter right behind the Vatican. What a shot that turned out to be. Lots of speculation still he leaves behind, including his place in history and how strange it is to have a pope ditch his job, since that hadn't happened in 600 years. Usually it's death do you part to the Lord when you are the leader of the Catholic Church. So how about that? Pope Benedict leaving the Vatican and pledging obedience to whoever the successor will be.
In a helicopter.
Yeah, very James Bond-like almost. And so it goes. A little bit of a different story for the folks in Washington who skedaddled ahead of the sequester, the $85 billion that will go down midnight on Friday, all scrambling. Oh, yes. To get out of D.C. D.C. is ground zero for negative attitude. I mean, give me a break with the sequester. For 18 months, they knew. My name's Kate Delaney, by the way. Welcome to this version of America Tonight and all those great nooks and crannies across this wonderful country. We always invite everyone to express here at the crossroads of where it all takes place. On ATN, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'll tell you what, you gotta love this. Here was my moment of the day when I had a pal in D.C. text me and say, check this out. With the sequester, it's forcing the Vice President Biden to take the train instead of flying. So his weekend trips back to Delaware have to be by train. Of course, Biden, never missing the moment, said, oh, well, I've taken the train so many times, 8,000 train trips as a senator. The Secret Service made him travel by air because Amtrak gives people too many opportunities to interact with Biden and possibly, let's be honest about it, take a crack at him. So they wanted to be in the air. But we can't pay for that. Sorry, Joe, we can't pay for your flights back home anymore.
Sorry, Joe, just shoot your shotgun up in the air.
That's right. If you get in trouble because you can carry a weapon on Amtrak, just shoot in the air. You'll be okay. And you got those guys that are obviously Secret Service pretending not to be Secret Service surrounding you anyway, whatever car that you're in. So you can tell we are off to the races here on this show. I will go through some of what I learned about the sequester, but a lot of it is just such nonsense and hype. Let's go to Dennis in Maryland. Hey, Dennis, you lead us off. What's up, man?
Hello, Kate. I was wondering what this word sequestration meant. You know, I'm not much on big words. I had my wife pull up the on the computer the definition of it. And it's a noun, and it says the action of taking legal possession of assets until a debt has been paid or other claims have been met. The other statement was the action of taking forcible possession of something. Now, what is something?
Yeah, that's a good one. What is something? I am very glad that you looked that word up. I got a shorter definition from you. See what you think of this one. How about this? When we look at it as a verb, isolate or hide away someone or something. Like the artist sequestered himself in a studio for 2 years, or Congress sequestered itself from the public for the entire rest of their terms. That's what they need to do, sequester themselves from us. It's crazy. I just don't understand. I think we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, but, boy, we really have to hang on to it tightly, Dennis, because they're playing a lot of games with us now.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, my dad told me there was two people you never listened to, and that was politicians and weathermen. And I think it's that true on that.
I think you're right. You hear our lame ducks in the studio. Dennis, don't be a stranger. You were a delight. I'm glad that your wife aided you in looking up that definition and how apropos for this show right before the axe swings down. I mean, see, here's what you have to remember about this whole thing. In a nutshell, I'm going to tell you this. And you all know it already. This is a smart group that listened to the show or now have found us. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Here's the thing. For 18 months, we've been talking about this. 18 months, pretty much. So the sequester is something the president put into play. This is his baby. Hey, here's the super committee. We got Democrats and Republicans. They're going to work together. They're going to come up with a plan. And that plan naturally didn't come together. That super committee didn't last very long because they didn't do what they had to do in the six-week period. Yeah, they couldn't do it. So this is the deal, $85 billion, reducing spending by just 2.4%. What a huge, crazy, crazy misstep, miscalculation by the man who desperately wanted to be president two times in a row, and he won. So he is sitting on the throne of the biggest federal government, period, expansion in the economy in two generations. I'm going to say that again, two generations. These are the facts. You can go, you can look them up. It has nothing to do with what your politics are even. It is just the facts. Look, he's gotten everything he's wanted. Everything he's wanted. And now it reminds me so much of, sorry, I got to play the hits, stimulus program, bust. How about Solyndra? Oh, that's right. If we did a little research, they make those solar panels so cheap in China, there's no way that this company is going to make it. I could have had my 12-year-old nephew, I am not kidding, Google whatever, Bing, search on whatever engine, and come up with some information that would have told us that. So, I mean, listen, give me a break with this. He gets no pass from this show on this. We've already said it. Yeah, no pass. It is what it is, and the facts are the facts. $85 billion spending, reducing spending, 2.4%. This is a huge, huge miscalculation. The tactic in this strategy is blowing up on the administration, and that is why they're so uptight about it. You want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I'm dead.
Coming up here on America Tonight, the mea culpa of Janet Napolitano in charge of Homeland Security. But before we go there, you know, we got to throw in some good stuff. Life isn't all about cranky, nasty, and getting on our bully pulpit. We got to have a little bit of the lighter fare. And I'm going to say the daily salute is something that we do on the show, and throw out that round of applause for something that somebody's done that's pretty cool or interesting. Sometimes it can be an anticipation. Daily salute. You know, cool, interesting, or to help somebody, a humanitarian thing. So we have all categories of the salute. This one is interesting because there's a girl named Lauren Silberman. You might not know her name, but you're going to know her name. If you read anything over the weekend, you'll know who she is. She never kicked anything more than soccer balls in any kind of an organized game. And then one day she started practicing long-range field goals. So she is going to try out at an NFL regional scouting combine. Yeah. Ooh. To see how far she can go. And this is huge. She's 28 years old. She's kicking Sunday at the Jets training spot in Florham Park, New Jersey. Guarantee there will be a ton of media there. They're there anyway to cover the Jets, but they would be there for this, for sure. She's saying she's working hard to prepare, but she's realistic about her chances. She says that she hopes, though, that the willingness to put herself out there inspires other people to just seize opportunities and challenges, and she's gotten a ton of support. So I wonder how nervous she is. She must have one incredible kick, one incredible leg, because she wouldn't even get that shot. Her goal
in a room full of
as soon as I start talking about the female kicker, the band starts to play to help me out there a little bit. Oh, that was eerie, man. So Silverman is going to compete against college kickers and other people who have incredible accuracy. And, you know, she obviously earned the invitation to the training camp because they've seen her kick somewhat. And they're looking for specific things. They look for accuracy on field goals, having talked to many guys who kick in the league, many kickers. You know, what they're looking for is accuracy on field goals over 40 yards. And the deepest that they actually test at the combine is a 50-yard field goal because there's not a lot of attempts over 55 yards. They don't really practice them deeper than that. What are the odds that she even really has a shot at this? I'd say the odds are probably stacked up against her, but how interesting is it that she's doing this? And if she were halfway, if she were decent enough, somebody might take a chance on her just for the publicity of it. You know, because already there's a lot of publicity about this anyway. She's a former club soccer player at Wisconsin. She knows what she's up against, and there is an upside to this for sure. Kickers, it's a little bit different than what you do, obviously, on a team. The fact that she's a woman, though, and can you imagine what that would add to the drama in any kind of a situation if she really, really could get into a situation where somebody would put her on a team. Yeah. Exactly. Legally, think about that. It's very debatable. I mean, who knows the answer? I give her big-time points for giving it a shot. She's following her dream, so bravo there. Yeah. There's only 32 gigs, 32 teams. Teams pretty much stick with kickers they know when they feel they can trust them. Sometimes they bring in someone younger with a little bit of NFL experience. So it's pretty daunting, not easy to get to that position in the first place. But here's the bottom line. For her, it's a win-win-win-win because she can talk about it and do public speaking, do other things with it, whatever. And maybe she's decent enough that somewhere she gets to a training camp or something, and they're going to eat up the publicity. It has Jerry Jones all over it. It does. Sounds like a Dallas Cowboy thing, because she would get cut eventually, but wouldn't it make it interesting for training camp and give another storyline out there other than why are you always losing, and when are you going to get rid of Tony Romo? But that's a discussion for another show and another time. So as we continue down this off-ramp here on ATN, I said the mea culpa, I would tell you what it was, from Janet Napolitano. And, you know, she was talking just a couple of days ago about how severe the sequester, the $85 billion, the part of her budget that would crush us when we go to the airports, especially in major areas. We better get there early because we'll never get through. It's going to be that much longer, the lines, because they're going to have to furlough some TSA workers and all that kind of stuff. Then the other thing was the border and what was going to happen with detainees, that they would release some of them because it's $164 a day to keep them, and there's no way the budget could afford that, and there was going to have to be some furloughing of Border Patrol agents, which is ironic because Obama put this in play, and at the State of the Union address, could he have hyped up more about border security and we're cooperating, we're going to have immigration reform, isn't this great? And this is just another step back in a different direction. Napolitano, in an interview with ABC News, said she was surprised to even know anything, learn about the release of the prisoners. And, you know, that's mistake number one. So she's the Homeland Security Secretary, and she was surprised to learn about that. That wasn't even on her radar after knowing that the sequester could have a real possibility of happening. If I'm running an agency, I'm a cabinet member, and I know, okay, we're having these cuts, and this is what's going to happen to you, and there's just a number, Am I not sort of thinking of that ahead of time? Do I not have something in play? Obviously, there was nothing in play. So she said that the decision was poorly timed, really, saying she wishes people, including herself, weren't caught by surprise by the announcement. Surprise? So detainee populations have a mix of different types of illegal immigrants. In other words, line cutters, different kinds. We know the sweet, sad stories of people who are struggling, who come across and they're picking lettuce and strawberries because everybody says that Americans wouldn't do those jobs. Oh, but if only they would pay the right amount of money. But regardless, there are drug dealers. There are rapists, murderers. We know this to be true. Arizona has had so many problems. And that's part of the population. That population taking advantage, by the way, of their own people who they're picking off, these coyotes, when they bring folks into the United States through Mexico. So who knows who gets released? They cannot say 100% that everything is checked, which is scary. I mean, that's, to me, that's scary. If I'm in Arizona, I'm not happy. That's why Jan Brewer, the governor, was upset when she learned about it. Because once again, it's just another kick in the teeth for them. They have sparse areas where it's easy to come across, and there's not enough agents to patrol them. So border towns have to really get ready for this budget squeeze that the Homeland Security honcho didn't even know about. Is that not ridiculous to anyone else listening to the show? Hey, coming up, we're going to check the mailbag. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything, don't be shy. Dial these digits, 855-266-5283.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple.
How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The mail. Also, in our last segment, a medley of misunderstood lyrics, thanks to Jeremy Messersmith. Yeah, misunderstood lyrics. You know, the people who are in the car with you and they have no idea what the words are and they're singing crazy words to the songs. And it's infuriating. Oh, in college, when I was in school, we used to get in heated arguments over the words of songs, what the lyrics were. And usually I was the one who butchered the lyrics. It must be my hearing. Too many rock concerts or something. I would get a few of the lyrics backwards. Not the obvious things, but some of the other stuff. And now, half the time, can you really hear the lyrics? That's part of the problem. Can you clearly hear the lyrics? One night I'm going to do a segment of all the songs that I'm going to do my greatest hits of misunderstood lyrics that I misunderstood. I know you can all relate, and don't tell me you can't. I know every single one of you, including Izzy and Dan in Texas. I know it. Pete in Texas. All of you have done that. You like a song, you crank it up, and you have the lyrics completely backwards. Speaking of backwards, that's Washington these days, isn't it? Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Are you for the budget cut or against it?
I'm for the budget cut. I'm for it. I think we have to make the cuts because they can't make any decisions. So They got to let the axe swing. Put them in. Let it happen.
What's $85 billion out of $63
billion? Yeah, it's nothing. It's not enough. I mean, it's less than 2%, really.
Yeah, I think what they've done, and they realize, well, we live without all this stuff, they probably do it again next year. Work fast. Everything else they waste the money on.
Yeah, you know they put out stuff about government waste all the time. There's a famous group in Washington that does that pull it all together, and it's ridiculous. It's like three Bibles put together, of the some of the things that you wouldn't believe money is being spent on. And if you just culled through all of that, they could cut out some money. But even in departments, I know people that work for the government, and they flat out have told me that there's a lot of overlap that's not necessary.
Yeah, but they do a lot of stupid surveys.
Yes.
Give up.
Yes.
You know, money to waste and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff is ridiculous, but they spend the money on. I say let it cut, go on, and that help out everybody else. We get all that stuff they're talking about, so shut down the country and all that other stuff.
No, we got to do it. We got to do it. We have no choice. It's because we've allowed ourselves to be put in this position. So as every year goes by, well, of course, what's going to happen? You know, it's the analogies, the metaphors, the analogies, the things that we could throw and attach this, and we have, Rick, you know it. I mean, look, all of us have bills. What happens when you don't pay bills after a while? What happens when you get credit cards and you get more credit card offers, and then before you know it, how deep are you in the hole, and how are you getting out? I mean, how many Americans fall into that situation? And we just can't do that, because we're just lopping it on and on and on and on, and eventually it's, I mean, what, to infinity? We have to cut, and it's just too much overlap.
Well, if you don't cut, keep spending, then one of these days you're going to have to cut.
Already
never go.
Yep. That's what I say. They should have gotten a bigger machete out for sure.
Yeah, really. They should just cross the board everybody. Nobody, you know, fair. You know, everybody gets cut.
Yeah, everybody gets cut. Everybody gets cut.
Even the congressmen cut their wages.
Yeah, how about that? Or how about this? Not all these extras for committees and everything else. How about incentive pay like other people have when you get called in, you have a yearly review or whatever? How about that? How about if it's incentivized instead of just schmoozing and who you know and how you move around D.C.? Because that's what it is. That's why everybody wants to get on the committees. So let's do it a different way. Let's do it a different way. If there's extra money in the pot, fine. If not, which there isn't right now, then no, just like any company where people have been asked to take pay cuts to save companies, or they've been told, we can't give you a raise this year. We can't do it. Not even 1%, 2%, anything, nothing.
Yep, that's what they all do. It's part of the sales. No more pay raises, no nothing.
Yep. I absolutely agree with you. 100%. Rick, how about that? We are in total agreement. Keep both hands on the wheel. Thanks for the call. Yep, you got to let the... Gotta let it fall, for sure. But my biggest problem is everything leading up to this. Because there's no question, you can go back and listen to Archives of America Tonight. You can go back and Google anything with sequester and spending cuts and the super committee in any newspaper's history and find quotes from the president saying this was what was going to happen. So the shock and awe of this doesn't make any sense to me. Of course, this, I think, was a maneuver that has blown up on the administration. I think the goal was to use a sequester to really push for more money in taxes. And it's not working. You know, trotting this out hasn't worked because the Republicans are not cooperating, really. They're not, so far, they're not giving in on this. So the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue painted themselves into a corner that they didn't think they were going to be in, and they are. And it's happening. It's happening at midnight on Friday, so just in time for the weekend. Yeah. You know, it's probably got to be tough, though. If you are somebody that's going to get furloughed, is going to lose a chunk of money that you need for your family, I bet all along, because of everything that's happened in the past, you're thinking, what were the odds? Hey, at the last minute, somebody's gonna save these jobs. Somebody's gonna come in, and we're not gonna have to give up hours. After all, we're air traffic controllers, and hey, we have to make transportation safe. So, someone's gonna come in, and this isn't gonna happen. And they're not thinking that it's gonna happen because of the track record in Washington. But no, I think letting the sequester happen is the best thing. And all this hype and nonsense and outrage is just ridiculous. It's so easy to prove that this was on the board for a very long time, so there shouldn't be any secret at all as to what was going to be cut, who was going to have to deal with their own budgets in their own department. I mean, that's it. And so now they have to make the cuts. They don't want to make the cuts, so when they go out and give speeches, they blame the Republicans. And really, as much as the Republicans can get blamed for some things, and you know the Democrats are always willing to shove them under the bus, I don't think you can shove Republicans so much under the bus for this. And there's no doubt we need a third party because we have a bunch of chicken hawks running around D.C. on all sides of this. But it's easy to look at the Republicans and say, you know, it's your fault. Why couldn't you rework this with us? But it's not the Republicans. It really isn't. All right, I said we were going to go to the mailbag, and man, we are chunking down the time. I'm just going to throw in a couple of quick ones for you. I got this one from Harry who said, man, I'll be glad when the sequester cape comes down because I'm so tired of listening to these blowhards in D.C. whining about how painful it's going to be for all of us and who's losing jobs and what will happen when you have to fly somewhere. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Here's one from Jack in Oregon who says, Benedict Arnold, that's what I think of the Pope. He needs to leave the Vatican. Who cares about his last words? It's only fitting that he would go from the isolation, in a sense, of the Vatican to a castle for his retirement and then say on top of it that he will obey any of the edicts of the Pope who comes in after him. What an awkward situation. I don't care what anyone says about his legacy. So what that he was a scholar? He also was somebody who turned his back on situations that shouldn't have been allowed to happen in the Catholic Church. He could have been a difference maker, and he was not. Good riddance. Here's another one from Bob, listening to us, it looks like in Vermont. Bob says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to you in Burlington. How about Bradley Manning? I know that you think he was wrong, but he was an idiot to let himself be duped in the first place. He knew he had a powder keg of information. That's why he made all the phone calls to the various papers. And when they were slow in the uptake, he went to WikiLeaks, and now he is paying the price. Yeah, he was arrested in the biggest leak of classified documents in our history. Now, you could look at the documents and you'd be shocked at how harmless some of them are, but there's enough that are damaging. You know, he could be sent to prison for 20 years. He said he was trying to expose the American military's bloodlust and disregard for human life in Iraq and Afghanistan. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earlier, how many of us can relate to this? I don't care if you're 25 years old or you're 85. You know, the lyrics to a song, you're trying to sing them and you think you hear one thing, but it's not really what the lyrics are. It does make for some great, great arguments. And I have had them. I don't particularly think it's just a guy thing. I think it's women, too, or girls will have disagreements on what are the words to the song. So here we are on the final stretch of this Hour of America tonight. Jeremy Messersmith, as promised, with a medley of misunderstood lyrics.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been outright offensive for so long now. West Virginia, Mount your mama, take me home, old country roads. Me like no other mother, as I thought my mom sat on you, 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 and I wanna rock and roll all night, and part of it. A touch for the 31st time. Oh, mama dear, I'm not the virgin I was, 'cause she's got a chicken to ride. She's got a chicken to ride. She's got a chicken to ride, and she don't care. The ants are my friends, and the dawning of the age of asparagus, age of asparagus. Travel the world in generic jeans. Everybody's looking for someone. What a nice surprise when your rabbit dies. So hold me closer, Tony Danza. See that girl, watch her scream. It's alright, and it's okay, and you may love the other way, but we can try to understand the New York Times effect on men. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're a stick in the knife, a stick in the knife. I feel the city breaking and everybody shaking, we're a stick in the knife, a stick in the knife. Ha, 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 stick in the knife. A stick in the knife, ha, 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 a stick in the knife. I believe in miracles. Where you from? You sexy thing.
Song lyrics, you have to love it. One of my favorites. There were a couple of good lines in there. I'm sure you picked them out. Hold me closer, Tony Danza. That was pretty good.
I thought my mom sat on you.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I believe in marigolds.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wear your bra.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, really. Butchered song lyrics. Everybody does it. You know, if you're not sure of the real lyrics, what happens is people just sing whatever they think they're hearing and whatever's close to them. Sometimes it's whatever's close to them. It's interesting, and it is. I have noticed this. I've noticed this at karaoke bars. I've noticed this when at concerts when people are singing and you think, well, wait, is that what they're saying? And I'm not sure what is this? You're trying to decipher the song lyrics, and maybe that's part of the problem. Like I said, you don't really know what the lyrics are. You got to look them up because you're not quite sure. You think you hear something, but you haven't. You've just completely annihilated, blown up the lyric, and you weren't even close. You weren't even close. And there's somewhere it's just really clear. And you can tell, you know, how they're singing. Anyway, that was pretty madcap fun, wasn't it? The misunderstood lyrics. If you have a good misunderstood lyric, send it to me. And if I laugh, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, because you would be leveling the playing field. Balls, brats, and other BS. Maybe because of the popularity of karaoke, there have been people who have had the opportunity to publicly smash lyrics up when they're singing. You know, they're a little bit nervous. It might be a little bit dark. They're trying to look at the words that are coming across the screen. And then I was thinking, when Charles was telling me he had dug this segment up, I was thinking about what genre of music would be the worst for trying to sing along and then getting lost in it. And you would think reggae would be pretty smooth and pretty easy, but I think reggae could be tough. It could be tough to get the lines right if you're, as you're trying to pay attention to it. Even hip-hop songs can get, lyrics can get buried in hip-hop songs.
I think the fast-talking hip-hop would be the one that people would mistake the worst.
Sure, and I have done that. I've had to go back and listen and look for words and, you know, to some really cool songs that you wouldn't, I guess you wouldn't know it unless you went back and looked because you're singing the wrong thing. You're thinking you're hearing one thing, but it's really not that. And depends on the, also depends on the instruments too. I think whatever instruments are used in the song, that can throw somebody off because the word or two might get buried in whatever the sound is that's coming out. So you throw in the instruments, the musicality of the whole thing, and boy, it's pretty interesting. If you secretly tape record your friend who sings and butchers all the lyrics, I will not only give you a copy of my book, but I will give you a $20 gift certificate to iTunes.
And you should put that movie on YouTube because it'll make a million hits.
There you go.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.